This podcast is by G. Wayne Miller for the Providence Journal.
As we think about, the transforming healthcare, we see three, I'll call them strategic priorities that are important. And the first one is the need to make healthcare local and to meet people where they are, whether it's in their community, their home, or now even in the palm of your hand. The second is the need to make healthcare more simple to use and navigate. And once again, we see an opportunity to help customers, patients, gain the information, the resources with which to make informed health decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And the third imperative is simply to improve health, and the opportunity to help one achieve their best health, and in doing so, reduce overall healthcare costs. And, one of the examples, Wayne, that I think, it resonates for many people is that, today about two-thirds of all Americans, have one or more chronic diseases. And, obviously as we get older, when you look at, the senior population, those that are eligible for Medicare, that number is 94% of seniors have one or more chronic diseases. And, it's that element that is accounting for anywhere from 70 to 80% of, overall healthcare costs. But, all of the information, all the literature, all the studies that you read, point to the fact that, people that, have chronic disease are not achieving their best health outcome. So, Wayne, with that, as kind of a bit of a background, you think about the health hubs. We're in today 10,000 communities across the country, and we interact with about one out of every three Americans, over the course of the year. So, the health hub is, in our view, redefining, the drugstore of the future. And it has, a focus on, health services. Certainly the pharmacy, MinuteClinic with expanded, services, as well as other health-related services and products. So, it satisfies that need to, make healthcare local and meet people where they are. These health hubs are, in communities. Our first, we opened them in the Houston market, and and what we've seen over the last, I'm going to say 6-7 months, because we had them operational in the first quarter,
mm-hmm.
that what we're hearing from our customers, quite frankly, is validating our beliefs, in our vision and our strategy, and it's what is giving us the momentum to. We're going to be in additional markets the end of this year in Atlanta, Tampa, Philadelphia, and we announced plans for 1,500 of these health hubs by the end of 2021. Yeah, Wayne, it is ambitious, and we'll have health hubs here close to you here in Rhode Island, and we're looking forward to, because these 1,500 hubs will allow us to represent markets all across the country.
Have you targeted any locations in Rhode Island? Let's go local here for a second. For these health hubs,
we're in the process of finalizing our rollout strategy as we speak, in terms of beginning for 2020 and 2021. So. We haven't, completed that work other than to, acknowledge that, we know the markets that we're going to be going to.
Do you know how many there will be in Rhode Island? Or have you not finalized that yet either?
There'll probably be about a half a dozen. Wayne, if you think about the fact that, we've got a plan for 1,500, by the end of 2021, that represents somewhere between, call it 15-18% of our store base will be health hubs. But one of the things, Wayne, that we're also learning is, think of this as a hub and spoke, concept, that there are things that we're beginning to learn in the hubs in Texas that, you know, we can take, you know, some of, you know, what is in the hub and apply it more broadly across all the stores. So, you know, it's not that, it's not that you would have to have a health hub to be able to, you know, experience some of the services that you would see in a health hub today in Houston. We have that work underway as well.
These are created within existing CVSs. Is that correct? This is not a new construction effort or anything of that sort, correct?
Well, Wayne, you're absolutely right. Think of it as a remodel of the store.
Okay.
And what we're doing is we're repurposing about 20% of the space that today would be selling, you know, nothing more than products, and we're repurposing that space to provide more health-related services.
Now, greeting cards, for example, which take up a lot of space, might be one area that would be downsized, as it were, providing more floor space for the health hubs. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct, Wayne. I mean, as you think about, you know, if your question was, well, you know, what products, you know, will be in, let's call it, the front of store, we'll certainly have a focus, obviously, on, you know, the over-the-counter health-related products, beauty,
yeah,
personal care, and elements of convenience. So in your example, that you'll still be able to come in and, you know, get a birthday card or, you know, a holiday card or anniversary card, you know, the sheer number of birthday cards may be, you know, reduced somewhat.
How does this intersect or affect the established healthcare systems, thinking here in Rhode Island of Lifespan and Care New England? How does it impact them? Are you providing services they don't? Are you providing additional services? And have you had conversations with, you know, Jim Finale, for example, or Tim Babineau? And that was a very long question, but you see where I'm going.
Yeah, Wayne, I do. And look, we see the opportunity to play a complementary role, the role of, you know, the primary care physician or, you know, integrated delivery systems for that matter. And, you know, Wayne, think about the earlier discussion where we were talking about, you know, the incidence and the growing incidence of chronic disease.
Right.
And, you know, we all know someone that, you know, that has diabetes, and, you know, hopefully they're visiting their physician on a regular basis, and, you know, whether it's, you know, once a quarter or, you know, and, you know, and they're leaving the physician's office with a care plan, and, you know, that care plan's going to have, you know, information around, you know, medication, diet, nutrition, exercise, you know, regular blood testing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we sit here today and we say, you know, this is where the system breaks down all too often, that, you know, oftentimes, you know, if that care plan is not being followed, that dynamic isn't being identified until something bad happens.
Okay.
And some of the things, you know, Wayne, that we're seeing in Houston is validating that. This is anecdotal, you know, but, you know, we had, you know, someone visit the health hub. They were diagnosed with, you know, diabetes 2 years ago. They hadn't been back to visit their physician. You know, so the nurse practitioner in a minute clinic, you know, checked their, you know, A1C level, which is a common diagnostic for, you know, someone with diabetes. It was 2 times normal.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that person was within a relatively short period of time of having an unattended, you know, medical, you know, episode that would have required, you know, additional avoidable, you know, care and cost, and the cost associated with that. We've learned an awful lot over the years from our experience with MinuteClinic that, you know, we've seen, you know, more than 48 million, you know, patient visits over the years.
Wow.
You know, in our clinics. And, you know, we have just over 1,100 MinuteClinics today across the country. You know, half the patient visits that we see are nights and weekends.
Yep.
And interestingly enough, half of the patient visits, when we talk about, you know, because we become a referral source, we encourage, you know, everyone to have a primary care physician. And, you know, 50% of those that we see at MinuteClinic do not.
And you can provide referrals or recommendations or whatever the word would be for such a person. So I come into your health hub or MinuteClinic for that matter, and I don't have a PCP, you would be able to guide me in finding one. Do I have that correct?
No, you do, Wayne. And one of the things that our nurse practitioners do is they'll go and visit the primary care physicians, in that general locale and, introduce themselves and talk about, here are the services that we provide and share some of the things that we're talking about and simply ask, are you taking on new patients? Because, we can't be a referral source for them because we do encourage everyone to have a primary care physician.
Yeah, which, of course, is such a vital piece of the healthcare puzzle. What is the reaction from consumers down in Houston to the health hubs that have been open now for a few months?
Yeah, Wayne, the consumer response has been absolutely terrific in terms of, the customers have given us extremely high marks in terms of, what this means for them and, how this makes their life easier. And, quite frankly, it's validating the beliefs that, we have in our strategy. And so it's great to see. And look, it's reflected in terms of our aggressive rollout strategy.
I guess the final area that I had a couple of questions, you're just past a year, finalizing the acquisition of Aetna. Generally speaking, how has that gone in the past year?
Well, Wayne, look, I couldn't be more pleased. And, we have, we now have 300,000, colleagues, as part of the CVS Health family. And, the commitment, the level of engagement, our colleagues, I couldn't be prouder. I couldn't be more pleased. And, folks have worked extremely hard, the last 12 months in bringing, our strategy and our vision to life in, in meaningful ways. And, again, it, their work has just been outstanding.
So anything on the horizon that we haven't talked about that we might want to hear that maybe we haven't learned?
Well, Wayne, look, obviously the health hubs are the most visible component of our strategy because it's something that, that anyone can visit, can see, but, our focus on, innovation, it doesn't stop with the health hubs. There are, many things, on the drawing board that, and things that we have in various pilots that, are all geared to help consumers engage more around their health and, in giving them the products and the services with which to do that. And, and we believe that in doing that, we will improve health outcomes. And, we improve health outcomes, we'll reduce overall healthcare costs. So, we've got, so it's about much more than just the health hub. I also think about what, what CVS means, means to Rhode Island and the fact that, and look, I remember Stan Goldstein, sharing this with me. One of the values that, had existed, and I know it was top of mind for Stan is, look, it's important to, give back and, support, the communities in which we live and serve. And, obviously we have, a significant presence here. And, I think, our commitment to, Rhode Island has certainly grown and, continues. And, we look forward to, helping, Rhode Island be, a great place to live.